Now, there's also data looking at immediate hormone therapy post-prostatectomy versus delayed hormone therapy. And this is one of the arguments for using hormone therapy up front. This is data presented by Dr. Messing, where he took patients who had radical prostatectomies and positive lymph nodes, and he randomized these patients to immediate therapy versus delayed hormone therapy. The primary endpoint in the study was overall survival. And unfortunately, because the study was started at the beginning of the PSA era, a fair number of patients started treatment based upon PSA, and the trial was closed because of slow accrual. Nonetheless, there was a significant difference in survival in those patients who received immediate androgen blockade versus those patients who received delayed androgen blockade or androgen blockade at the time of progression. In those patients who were observed, the prostate cancer-related death was 30.8% versus 4.3% for those who had the immediate therapy, and also progression was also superior in those particular patients. But unfortunately, this does not answer the question as to whether patients who have positive seminal vesicle involvement, other high-risk features, should receive immediate androgen blockade post-prostatectomy. And this is the 10-year follow-up from the Messing data. When we look at overall survival and cause-specific survival, again, there does seem to be a significant difference in favor of the earlier androgen blockade versus androgen blockade at progression.